Update, it's Sharon Alseth.
Thank you, Don. Good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. There is free admission at the Indiana State Fair today as a thank you for the community support after last weekend's stage tragedy. Last night, Maroon 5 and Train held their concert at Conseco Fieldhouse, moved from the state fairgrounds. Train lead vocalist Pat Monahan spoke to our partners at Wish TV Channel 8.
It was already horrific, but it could have been way more horrific. There could have been 30 more people on stage. When a band comes on stage, so do 25 other people. So, I mean, you know, we just got chills like, whoa, we got to sit down for a second and, you know, think about all these people.
All proceeds from last night's concert will go to the Indiana State Fair Victims Remembrance Fund. And Colts owner Jim Irsay says he will donate $1 of each ticket to tonight's game at Lucas Oil Stadium. And he's asking fans to make a $10 donation to the fund. A moment of silence is planned before the game. Governor Mitch Daniels has hired an outside firm, Witt Associates, to conduct an independent investigation of the stage roof collapse. Some politicians, political parties, and election officials don't like a new Indiana law that removes the names of unopposed candidates from ballots. Some critics worry the provision that took effect last month will confuse voters. One says it makes people standing for office invisible. Congressional approval ratings are dismal, and they likely will affect decisions made by voters. With more, Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rachel Lyon.
A Purdue University researcher says Congress's popularity is the lowest it's been in 80 years.
Part of it is the economy, and some of it is attributed to the presidency. It's the conflict between Congress and the president that I think lowers congressional esteem and probably also presidential popularity, too.
At the beginning of August, Gallup polls reported President Obama's approval rating at 42%, with his standing among independents during debt negotiations falling 9 points in 4 weeks. But what does Congress's low popularity mean for Indiana representatives this coming election? Indiana University political science professor Marjorie Hershey says at this point it's hard to say how voters will behave.
Even a month can be a lifetime in politics. We're obviously at a point where there has been a tremendous dysfunction in the House and the Senate, and there's going to be a response to that.
Purdue's Glenn Parker believes Indiana congressmen are safe.
I mean, most of the Indiana delegation is Republican, and the state is largely Republican, and I suspect it will remain so. People may not vote. That is what I think is likely to happen.
Only municipal elections, which regularly produce small turnouts, will be decided in November. Hoosiers will cast ballots for all statewide offices except one Senate seat next year.
That's Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rachel Lyon. The Blue Dogs may be losing their bark, although polls show a desire for more compromise in Washington. The political climate for moderate to conservative Democrats in the House has continued to deteriorate. The 2010 election dropped the number of so-called Blue Dogs from 54 to 25. The shrinking continues with retirements, and some members seeking re-election face less friendly congressional districts after their states complete redistricting. Another law firm merger is in the works. With more now, Wayne Pratt, Inside Indiana Business.
In a deal announced this morning, Indianapolis-based Ice Miller says it has agreed to combine with Schottenstein, Zox, and Dunn in Columbus, Ohio. Here's reporter Andy Ober.
The combination will create a firm of 314 lawyers in four states and Washington, D.C., making it one of the 150 largest in the United States. The combined firm will operate under the Ice Miller name. Schottenstein, Zox, and Dunn specializes in business transactions and high-stakes commercial litigation. Ice Miller deals in a wide range of business transactions as well as real estate and public affairs. Andy Ober, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Indiana's newest state university is wrapping up its first calendar year today with a graduation ceremony. WGU Indiana says more than 70 students will graduate this afternoon during an event at the State House. Chancellor Allison Barber tells Inside Indiana Business plans for year two involve a strong statewide outreach effort and securing more business partnerships.
By that I mean employers who want to make sure they can provide education advancement to their employees. WGU Indiana is the perfect fit for companies because 70% of our students work full-time while going to school full-time.
WGU Indiana has enrolled students from 90 of Indiana's 92 counties. The state's July employment report is being released this morning. The Indiana Department of Workforce Development says the June unemployment rate was 8.3%, up slightly from the previous month. Inside Indiana Business Radio on WFYI is made possible by the following.
A powerful combination of experience and innovation has made Indiana a leader in life sciences. More about how BioCrossroads is fueling growth is available at biocrossroads.com, where ideas find life.
Impact the business world with a degree from the Evening MBA program at the Kelly School of Business, Indianapolis. The program combines classroom learning with professional experience to produce an education unique to Indianapolis' urban campus. Learn more at kelly.iupui.edu.
A real estate professor from Harvard Business School believes millions of additional housing foreclosures are expected throughout the country before the market finally bounces back. Nicholas Ritsinas is speaking at this morning's Indianapolis Neighborhood Housing Partnership Community Breakfast. He tells Inside Indiana Business that Indianapolis has fared better following the housing bubble burst compared to other Midwest cities because of its diverse economy.
But you look at the economic base here in healthcare and government and in higher education, it hasn't had the troubles and the difficulties in other cities. Prices are starting to stabilize here. Again, I don't think we're quite there yet. Foreclosures, we still have a residue of foreclosures ahead of us. If one really sort of stares out into the distance, you might see some light at the end of the tunnel.
He says in many ways Americans overinvested in housing, and now we are paying the price. Later today on Inside Indiana Business Radio, we will have the latest business news on FM 90.1. Until then, updates are available at InsideIndianaBusiness.com, your source for news, video, and business on demand. I'm Wayne Pratt for WFYI Public Radio for your information.
WFYI weather partly sunny today, a chance of showers and storms with a high of 88. Tonight partly cloudy, low 67. Mostly sunny tomorrow, a chance of rain and storms, high 90. And Sunday and Monday partly sunny with a chance of rain and storms, highs 85. Still cloudy, 70 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
Thank you, Sharon. 8:37 in sports. Two undrafted rookies are hoping to make an impact in tonight's preseason game in Indianapolis. They are Colts running backs Darren Evans and Chad Spann facing the Washington Redskins. What will be kind of a proving ground for the two hometown guys, the lockout, Rob, rookies.